This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
It's liftoff for interest rates in South Korea, the first major economy to make such a move since the COVID-19 pandemic began. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. The Bank of Korea, like many central banks around the world, has been grappling with how to remove economic support without throwing cold water on a recovery from the pandemic. Today, policymakers there voted to lift the central bank's benchmark interest rate to 0.75% from 0.5%. It comes after household debt in the world's 12th biggest economy surged to a record high in the second quarter as loan growth and house prices balloon. From Seoul, the BBC's Laura Bicker explains why the Bank of Korea felt now is the time to move on rates.
It looks like this is a kind of a move to try to curb the debt mountain. So a number of young South Koreans are in large amounts of debt. They are borrowing at low interest rates to invest and also to buy apartments, which are incredibly expensive here in South Korea. Now, when it comes to the pandemic, South Korea has stayed mostly out of any kind of lockdown, although now the country is struggling with the latest wave. And in fact, we have the likes of curfews, which is impacting small businesses. So I think there's a kind of worry about the longer term impact that this current wave of COVID-19 might have.
As you say, it's worth noting the country is seeing its highest COVID-19 infection rates at the moment. So is there concern that this rate rise could throw off the economic recovery from the pandemic?
I mean, that's one of the worries, because if you look at the many self-employed workers here, they are almost about a third of the labour force. So these are people who own your Korean chicken shop, your barbecue shop, your local corner shop. These are people who also have rising amount of debt. And I think there's a worry that if you raise the interest rates, you're actually going to hit these people who are most affected by the quarantine measures, such as these curfews that are underway. We can't eat out after 9 p.m. and the numbers of people who can gather are lower. And I think that's why there's been a bit of dissent here on this interest rate hike.
The BBC's Laura Bicker for us in Seoul. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Well, analysts say that decision to raise rates from the Bank of Korea came as somewhat of a surprise to investors. That pushed the KOSPI, the nation's benchmark share index, down 0.5% today. Checking some other numbers, Asian benchmarks resumed their sharp declines on continued worries about China's regulatory crackdown and the effect that will have on continued economic stability. Hong Kong's Hang Seng and the Shanghai Composite Index dropped 1%. Here in Europe, stock markets are also lower. Shares across London, Paris, and Frankfurt are down in the 0.4% to 0.7% range. In a highly anticipated speech in Jackson Hole, Wyoming tomorrow, Fed Chair Jay Powell is expected to offer clues about the central bank's plan to pull back pandemic-era support measures. U.S. policymakers have said they view rising inflation as a temporary pressure point in the recovery, but they're continuing to monitor the impact. Higher prices are a focus not just for U.S. central bankers, but those in India, too. The nation is facing an unemployment crisis, falling wages, and surging consumer prices. The BBC's Arunade Mukherjee has that story.
Parag is busy going from one housing complex to another. His constant companions, a giant delivery bag locked to his shoulders and his motorbike. He makes a living by working as a delivery executive in the western Indian state of Maharashtra. During the pandemic, Parag spent most of his time on the road as home delivery orders surged. And rising fuel prices have hurt those like him the most. In the last 1 year, petrol prices have risen by 25%, and he says it's hard to make ends meet.
My earnings have gone down by 70 to 75%. My company doesn't pay for petrol, they only pay delivery charges.
As fuel got more expensive, so did the cost of transporting essential commodities. pandemic-induced lockdowns also disrupted supply chains, further pushing up prices. It certainly affected saleswoman Sangeeta Padhir's monthly budget. She polishes jewellery at a mall all day, but most evenings are spent haggling with vegetable vendors. In July, the cost of some vegetables jumped by nearly threefold. Sangeeta says she's taken a 30% pay cut and makes just enough to feed her family.
It's been a year since my husband lost his job as a painter, and now the entire financial burden is on me.
A recent central bank survey found that nearly 66% of respondents in urban India said their income levels had dropped in the month of July. If that wasn't enough, despite easing of lockdowns, unemployment touched a two-month high in the first week of August. India has been one of the worst hit by COVID-19 among major economies. Growth last year contracted by over 7%.
We believe it's the domestic demand recovery which is going to really embolden producers to push up prices.
Chief economist with ICRA, a Moody's investor service company, Aditi Nair, says now it's a tightrope walk for policymakers between controlling inflation and aiming for growth.
It is growth that needs to be prioritized right now, and inflation concerns need to be watched. But at the same time, they need to take a little bit of a backseat right now.
But any hopes of recovery are tempered by warnings of a third wave that could hit India as early as the end of August. In Delhi, I'm the BBC's Arunoday Mukherjee for Marketplace.
And finally, U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris has concluded her visit to Vietnam today by opening a new CDC office in Hanoi. Its aim is to help the organization respond to health threats and build key relationships. But it comes as the Vietnamese government today announced it sending 2,000 soldiers to a key manufacturing hub to help contain a fresh outbreak of COVID-19. Health officials there predict the Binh Duong province will see 50,000 new cases in the next 2 weeks. It's an area where many foreign companies, including suppliers for Apple and Samsung, maintain production facilities. Vietnam is battling its worst surge in coronavirus cases since the start of the pandemic, and just 2% of the population there is fully vaccinated. In London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdal. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's a speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.